101X News.
It's 14 degrees and partly cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier. A jury has convicted Michael Jackson's doctor of involuntary manslaughter in the singer's 2009 drug death. The jury reached its verdict after deliberating less than 9 hours. The court clerk read the decision.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray, guilty of the crime of involuntary manslaughter in violation of Penal Code Section 192, subsection B. Alleged victim, Michael Joseph Jackson. Alleged date of June 25th, 2009.
Murray did not testify during the trial, but previously acknowledged to police that he gave Jackson Propofol and other sedatives on the morning of the singer died. A woman is due in court today after police say that she and her partner stole poppy boxes from a Trenton restaurant. Quinney West OPP were called to a restaurant on Saturday morning and found two poppy boxes had their funds taken on Friday night. 37-year-old Teresa Marcotte and 48-year-old Michael Enright, both of Trenton, were arrested and charged with theft under $5,000. Marcotte is due in court today in Belleville, while Enright will have a court date on December 8th in Belleville. Hastings County is in inventory of its cultural assets so it can draw more people to the area. Jennifer Bowman explains it's not just looking for tourists, but residents.
Hastings County is taking a long, hard look at what it has and what it wants. Specifically, that's artists, lawyers, website designers, and other creative jobs. The idea is to enhance, protect, and promote creative jobs in Hastings County. Andrew Redden, the economic developer for the county, is part of the team behind the cultural study. He says a similar study worked very well for Prince Edward County.
Prince Edward County is right next door, and they're one of the first that did a cultural plan, and look where they ended up. They are now sort of the poster child of rural communities and how to do creative rural economic development.
Redden says they're not competing with Prince Edward County, but they are using them as an inspiration.
We don't want to just copy Prince Edward. We have our own unique attributes as well, and some might even argue we have more to offer than Prince Edward County.
The plan is estimated to cost between $50,000 and $60,000. Jennifer Bowman, 91X News, Hastings County.
Quinty West OPP dealt with a domestic dispute on Friday, arresting and charging a 37-year-old Trenton woman with two counts of assault, uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm, and assaulting a police officer. The woman was held on bail and will be in Belleville Court today. The Ontario Provincial Police is urging the public to prepare for future snowfalls when driving on Ontario's roads and highways this winter. The OPP advises drivers to get their vehicles ready to adjust their driving habits in order to prevent collisions in the winter. Some of the ways drivers can prepare for the winter is to install winter tires, have an ice scraper or snow brush ready to clear windshields and lights, slowing down the speed of their vehicle, and checking roads and weather conditions before driving. Artists say the award-winning Arts Route website in Hastings County isn't attracting many people interested in art, but Jennifer Bowman explains they're not blaming the website.
Robert Kohlberg Kirsted has been an artist for 30 years. He's one of the artists on the Arts Route. Kirsted says the website hasn't done anything for his art, but he says it's the economy that's to blame.
I honestly believe that we're in a recession, and art is one of the first things to go.
Andrew Redden is the economic developer of Hastings County. Redden says they didn't expect a lot for the first year.
I think this was the sort of the start. We're not expecting massive results, but we wanted to get it going and off the ground, and it'll pick up over time.
Many artists like Saga Sabin, a Plainfield artist, are hanging in there to see what next year brings.
I'd like to see how it goes, you know, at least for another year to see if it's going to be a success or not.
The artists from the Arts Route will meet later in November to see where the program will go next year. Jennifer Bowman, 91X News, Hastings County.
Some Occupy protesters in Victoria who were told they had to get out by noon today have changed locations. several of the protesters simply moved their tents from Centennial Square to a nearby grassy area. Canadian Press reporter Dirk Mazur is there.
There's some movement, but not complete movement. It's quite quiet right now, but one fellow has climbed up a huge maple tree here by City Hall, and he's pitched a tent up in the tree.
Victoria City officials told protesters yesterday they needed them out so they could decorate a Christmas tree and install a skating rink. Brad Wall has cast his ballot in the Saskatchewan provincial election. The Saskatchewan party leader says he's a little nervous about the outcome, even though polls and pundits are predicting his government be reelected.
A little bit of nerves tonight, and it should be that way. Also excited to get the result from the people of Saskatchewan.
Wall says there are many tight races, and everyone should get out and vote. Adele has undergone throat surgery in Boston to stop a recurrent condition that caused her to cancel tour dates and promotional appearances for the rest of the year. The British singer underwent vocal cord microsurgery to stop recurrent bleeding from a benign polyp, according to the Massachusetts General Hospital. The hospital says doctors expect Adele to make a full recovery from the laser microsurgery. That's 901X News to 506. Jose DeBarros has sports next.
Doyle's Windows presents five great reasons to add a sunroom.
Number one, bring the outdoors indoors.
Number two, enjoy the sun and stars day and night all year round.
Number three, add space and natural light anywhere, anytime.
Number four, create that elegant finishing touch to your home.
And number five, improve your quality of life with a dual purpose space from special occasions to everyday living. Your new sunroom is bound to become the most popular room in your house.
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms. 58 years serving southeastern Ontario. Call 969-0214 or visit doyleswindows.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. In the OHL, there was only one game today. The Kingston Frontenacs played the Ottawa 67s in a rare morning game. The game was played early as part of a school day promotion that saw the Civic Center packed with almost 10,000 area students. The Frontenacs won the game 7-4. With Kingston center Ryan Spooner scoring a shorthanded goal and two assists to lead the Frontenacs. It is a busy night in Junior A hockey. Whitby and Cobourg face off at 7 o'clock. North York travels to Vaughan at 7:25, and at 7:30, Burlington will be in Buffalo and Markham will be in Hamilton. The Belleville Bearcats Midget AA women's hockey team will host the Chinese national women's team tomorrow night at the Yardman Arena. Team China is on a tour of Ontario to play a series of exhibition games in order to prepare for their season and the Olympics. Lisa Neal is a vice president of reps teams for the Belleville District Girls Minor Hockey Association. She says it'll be a different experience for the girls.
They're pretty excited. It's going to be a little bit different for them because they're used to playing three periods that are like, I think it's 12, 15, 15 that they're used to playing, and now they're going to be playing three 20-minute periods on Olympic ice, so it's going to be tiring.
Doors will open at 6, and puck drop will be at 9. There are two games in the NHL tonight. On the East Coast, the Islanders visit the Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins at 7, while on the West Coast at 10:30, a battle of two California teams is set, with the San Jose Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings meeting at the Staples Center. Maple Leafs center Tim Connolly is injured again. Toronto coach Ron Wilson says the veteran forward is expected to miss 10 to 14 days with an undisclosed upper body injury. Wilson indicated the injury is unrelated to the shoulder problem that forced Connolly to sit out the team's first eight games. The most recent injury was suffered during Saturday's 7-0 loss to the Boston Bruins. Tonight's Monday Night Football game puts together two of the NFL's historic teams. The 3-4 Philadelphia Eagles and the 4-3 Chicago Bears play at Lincoln Financial Field tonight at 8:30. The last time these two teams met, Chicago beat Philadelphia 31-26 at Soldier Field last November. 20 years ago today, NBA legend Magic Johnson announced to the world he was HIV positive. Johnson, speaking to ESPN, says he is still working hard to help find a cure.
This disease is still out here. We can't relax. We got to continue to raise the awareness level, continue to care for people with HIV and AIDS, because over 2 million people every year get diagnosed, and about almost 2 million people a year die from this disease. So it's still out here. There's no cure.
In his career, Johnson won 5 NBA titles for the LA Lakers and won an Olympic gold medal for the United States in 1992. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X Weather.
Tonight will be partly cloudy, fog patches developing overnight, low plus 1. Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud, fog patches dissipating in the morning, high 13. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low plus 3. It's 15 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Jose DeBarros, 91X News. Quinty's New Rock.